News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
And speaking of big names, Aisling O'Brien, jeweller to the royal family. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm slightly exaggerating with jeweller to the royal family, but you are in the headlines because no less a figure than Kate Middleton has been wearing some of your jewellery, and it's all gone a bit gangbusters.
That's right. It has gone a little bit crazy, you know, a little bit unexpected. And yeah, it was a huge surprise when she turned up in the magazines, basically, with the necklace and earrings. She was given them as a gift when she visited Galway in early March. And
yeah, 6 months just tell later, us briefly. Tell us briefly how that came about. How did you manage to get your beautiful jewellery to Kate Middleton?
Well, this is just it. It's where I was trying, you know, trying to get it on her. But it was Therese Tully, who is she has advanced physiotherapy in Galway. It was actually her physiotherapy room in the Salt Hill Naftacara GAA club that Kate Middleton was using to change before she went out on the pitch for the photo ops, and that you probably saw in the news where herself and William were out on the pitch. And so she just had a changing opportunity. Yeah, absolutely. So she had an opportunity to change there for 45 minutes in the room. And Therese, just a few days before the visit, their security teams had to sweep the building to sort of make sure everything was okay. And she just sort of asked, you know, would it be okay if I left a little something in my room for her? Obviously, they're going to be coming in. So she wanted to leave just a little gift for her and a letter to explain her royal family connection, where her grandmother's cousin married into the royal family and the Queen had anointed them and that. So she left a little display and a letter just welcoming them. And she knew my jewellery through her sister, Michelle, who would wear my necklaces and earrings a good bit. And they just thought of asking, would you make something for the Duchess of Cambridge?
And I said, you made a beautiful thing that I suppose caught her eye a little bit, because your piece of jewellery sort of incorporated her three children.
Yeah, exactly. No, I Googled her. I had a couple of days only to do it over a weekend. So I Googled her style just to see what she likes to wear in terms of just her casual sort of style, and anything that was sort of, you know, fine gold coloured, delicate sort of jewellery. And she loves personalised stuff as well. So she has like a bracelet with a sea charm on it and things like that. And so I just went with, I mean, so simple. It's ridiculously, a ridiculously simple piece of jewellery, really, you know, just with her children's initials on it. And yeah, I mean, she seems to like it, because the first time it came out, I only knew at the end of September that she had worn it. But then royal followers on Instagram, you know, started sending me the pictures from the previous weeks of this mystery jewellery that she had been wearing that they couldn't identify. And I had no idea she had been wearing it at all. So it was just a total surprise, until it literally showed up on, you know, like the Daily Mail and you know, Hello and everywhere like that. Then I found out about it, but she had been wearing it away in the background unbeknownst to me. So,
well, fantastic. And well done to you. And we wish you every success. Owner of all the falling stars. It's a great story. Aisling O'Brien, thanks indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.